The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Now, I want you to know that I'm not talking about the horror the way that Big Fairy talks about the horror. Because when I'm talking about monster movies. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like Mummy, the werewolf, Dracula, you know, I'm talking about that kind of horror. No, I'm not talking about the Big Fanny kind of horror, if you know what I mean. Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
No.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2730. The BFO for right the 13th of July 2018. Y'all coming up on today's. Say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm over at the Horror Hotel, but I'm gonna catch up on voice letters. Hello, Paraskevideca Triophobians. Be Fanny. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you are Paraskevideca Triophobians, because y'all, it's Friday the 13th, y'all, that is the word for the fear of Friday the 13th, it's wait a minute, or frigatriskaidekaphobia. I don't know what that means, but anyway, triskaidekaphobia is the fear of the number 13. So anyway, y'all, it's the 13th, and Big Fatty and Granny and Durwood and our friend Jeremy and Big Dick and John and others are over at the Horror Hotel, because y'all, it's Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend, and y'all, we just can't pass up a free weenie, Big Fatty. You doesn't have to be hallway down. I mean, hot dog down the hallway down the hot dog. Yeah, that's it, Big Fanny. Hallway down the hot dog. Poor Big Fanny. y'all, I fucked up. I fucked up yesterday and let the time get away from me before I was able to wish Mr. Green Jeans, Paul from over there at the Denims, a proper happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. So, y'all, we're going to do it and others right now. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, like I said, I ran out of time on yesterday's little show to do it properly, but y'all, on the 12th, it was Mr. Green Jeans Paul from over there at the Denims celebration of exiting the birth canal. Well, you know, the old people, they just lose track of time. Beep! Can't even say that again, y'all. The old people, beep! And y'all, today, the 13th, y'all, I'll actually see this person today. Y'all, he is a dear friend, a member of the horror community. In good standing, I might say, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's... Aw, Chris! Aw, Big Fatty! Last Friday was our brand's birthday. It's true. Aw, Big Fatty! So, y'all will see him over there at the... at the Horror Hotel. Y'all, then tomorrow, Saturday the 14th, y'all, I don't know where this person is. I am quite sure he doesn't listen to the BFO. No, Big Fatty, he's got better sense. Y'all, it's Twinkle Boy. And Twinkle Boy, I think, used to do a little show. I don't know if Twinkle Boy still does or not. Big Fatty, did you say Tinkle Boy? No, that's old Stinkpot. Oh, okay. And y'all, then on Sunday, the 15th, y'all, he used to live in the Hatlanta, and he moved to Tejas. And I'm not quite sure where he is now. It's the former Frank from Atlanta. Y'all, it's Frank Silverwolf. And so, y'all, if you see Mr. Green Jeans or Chris or Twinkle Boy or Frank from Atlanta, Frank Silverwolf, on the Twitty or the Face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all enjoy a big old piece of cake. And Big Fatty, make sure Chris gets a drink, because you know Granny will be there. Yes, Big Fatty?
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, Scotty, or Z Butler. Is it true tomorrow is retirement day for you? I can't believe it. Congratulations, you've survived. I hope you will start wearing colourful jumpers and will become the new skull and go back to haunt the people at your work every week for another year. Oh, well, you're just ahead of the Faye Driver, who's retiring in 5 years' time somehow, and you're only 22 years ahead of my retirement, so soon we'll all be retirement buddies together. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie Batly. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from someone in the future. Big Fatty, that one's almost 2 weeks old. It's true. Y'all, 2 weeks ago was Big Fatty's last day at the coal mine. Can you believe it's already been 2 weeks? Yes, Big Fatty. Scotty, y'all, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but the little Aussie Batly is coming to the Pride 48 down there in the Nolens, and y'all, then he's off to do shopping at the Ross Dress for Less out in South Dakota with Miss Bacon. Scotty, look forward to seeing you down there in Nolens, and maybe sharing a little bit of the devil's drop. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, how? It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Not a manjalopy. Big Fatty, me. I'm going to need you to do something for me. Do it, all right? Just do it. Cue the skull music. Do a little ditty, do a little dance. Yep, yep, yep. Big Fatty, what a day at the coal mine. Hello, kitty catamuses. I'm just home from the hospital. I had to run by there and have my right leg amputated after eating your retirement cake. But don't worry, they've got the sugar diabetes under control. They've installed an insulin pump. So what a hootenanny of a day. It was fun. It was great to see everybody and to say, get the F out, Big Fatty. And so, you know, I was there at the party, and, you know, as people came in, I had to talk some business because it is official. I am the new Big Fatty at the coal mine. And I was talking to the pacer and the We'll just call her Jen because I don't know what else to call her. And they're going to be working with me doing a little project that you used to do and a few other people. But I got busy and we ended up back in the coal mine offices down in the mines. And so when I came back out, there she was, the Vision in pink. Whew. And she was a Vision in pink today. Now, I have to tell you, Big Fatty, the skull's going through some stuff, and I'm not airing her personal business up on the little show, but it is truly not good for her. And you could tell, you could see it in her face, you can see it in her appearance, and it's truly a terrible story. But after being cornered by, I'm easily cornered by her for 15 minutes. Her and Big Brother over there, and I'm going to tell you, within 30 seconds of that, I remembered that I hate her. Like, you know, sometimes after a while, and she retired 11 years ago, she was saying, when we were chatting for 15 minutes. But, you know, sometimes you just put on your rose-colored glasses about things. I mean, we'll remember you fondly in a few years, just, you know, and think about how terrible you've been. And so, you know, Big Fatty, I couldn't do it. No. And then she just started complaining about these same fucking things she complained about 15 years ago when I was dealing with her every day. And I was like, are you kidding me? Who cares? That person? Terrible person. Let's move on. We got rid of them, didn't we? We all outlasted them. Bye-bye. See you later. Gotta go. Toodles. Chatted with her, and I hate her. I do. I absolutely detest her. And saw the mother and the Sues and a lot of faces from our past and from your past and a few people I didn't know, but most of them I knew. And my good friend Frank was there, and we chatted. He didn't know you, but he came for the cake and the kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive were there, and didn't talk to them. They avoided me, and that's okay, whatever. And yeah, that's all I got. So all right, well, I'm going to go downstairs and put my feet up so that my blood can clot in my legs. So enjoy retirement. Toodaloo. Nice knowing you. Bye.
Yeah, I got to y'all. That, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, I know many of you. Many I know, specifically Trucker Alex did she come? Did the skull come? But I know it was a pressing question on many a mind if the skull was going to make it to Big Fatty's soiree. And y'all, she did. And y'all, Veda's exactly right. She was bitching about the same things that she bitched about when she was there. Y'all, she was looking for a trash can to put her... Y'all, first of all, she got there and immediately ran over to the ice cream and cake. And y'all, she was just ladling on her plate, and the ice cream was just dripping off the plate and on the floor. And she was just... Y'all, it was if she hadn't had ice cream or cake in the 15 years she's been retired. Beef, I thought it was 11. Well, it seems like 15. Then she was looking for a trash can. She says, Skull, the trash can's right over there. She said, well, I always thought they needed to have more trash cans out here. And y'all, she used to bitch and complain about that. So Veda is exactly right. And Veda, I can't say that I blame you. No, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Jay the Haunt Gov.
And Ron the Haunt Daddy.
We are just calling on a Thursday evening, mere hours before your very last day at the coal mine.
And called to wish you a happy, happy retirement.
Yes, congratulations. We're very happy for you. And we'll be all excited to hear about your day-to-day travails when you're not at the coal mine.
Travails?
Yes.
My God. And I've got a question for you. And you can play the music if you want to.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well,
you, Big Fatty. And y'all are ex-Big Fatty question today. Big Fatty, what does he mean if you want to play the music, it's required? It's true. Y'all are ex-Big Fatty question today comes to us from the Haunt Daddy. Ron, what you got?
Here's the question. So is Poodle retiring as well?
I don't feel like she does anything to begin with.
Ouch! Sorry, Poodle. Can't believe you said that, honey. Anyway, happy retirement to you, Big Fatty, and to you, Poodle, if you're retiring as well.
Happy retirement. We love you.
Bye.
Big Fatty, I'm horrified by that. Well, before we get into that, first of all, Ron and Jay, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and this is an excellent question. Big Fatty, I don't think it's so excellent. Poodle, are you retiring also? Well, first of all, Big Fatty, I cannot believe that the Heart Cub said that he didn't think I did anything. How the hell do you think the little show gets out?
You're right. Poodle is the workhorse. I'm just the pretty one here. So,
yes, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, of course I'm not retiring. We've still got 270 shows to go. I've still got another year or so before I can retire. So, what do you think of that there, Haunt Cub?
Now, y'all, even though I'm just hearing these, I do get the Goggle transcript, and y'all, the Goggle transcript on the Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy's call just made me kerfuffle, and I'd like to read it to you.
Yes, Big Fatty.
It goes like this. Hi, Big Fatty. It's Jada Hanukkah and Run the Heart Daddy. We are just calling on a Thursday evening near hours before your very last day at the coal mine and called to wish you a happy retirement. Yes. Hey, congratulations. We're very happy for you. And we'd be all excited to hear about your day-to-day travails when they're not at the coal mine. And I've got a question for you, and you can play the music if you want to. Yes, the question, so is Google returning as well? I don't feel like she does anything that you guys, I can't believe you said that money. Anyway, I returned it to you, Big Fatty, and you food, or if your return is happy retirement, we love you. Bye-bye, Big Fatty. Y'all, I just absolutely love that one.
Yes, Big Fatty, we can see why you did. Y'all,
we're running out of time here, and I just want to tell you, I'm not going to play Miss Patty Bacon's music, but she sent a message that said, "Ole, Big, it's me, Patty Bacon from Niedrabah, North Dakota." Oh, dear Gussie, no, Big, I don't have any stories for you today. Just a short e-letter, or wetter, as my car phone keeps trying to spell it, to congratulate you on making it to the finish line and wishing you all the best in phase two of your life. Toodles, Patty. Well, Miss Patty Bacon, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Y'all, I've got many more voice letters to go, but I'm out of time today. So, y'all, I'll be back on Monday with a full report of the weekend. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Stinkpot. And Stinkpot, what do you think Big Fatty will hear at the Horror Hotel?
I better duck your butt.
No!
Big Fatty, that's coming out of room number 3 with Granny and Durwood.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.